Welcome to the PrivCap Podcast, where leading professionals in private equity and institutional real estate share best practices, investment ideas, and everything you need to succeed in the private capital industry.
We're joined today by Lara Banks of McKenna Capital. Lara, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining the PrivCap Podcast. How long have you been sort of working in the private capital space?
So I initially started in the private capital space when I was at GE Capital in the Energy Financial Services Group. And then 8 years ago, moved over to the indirect side investing at McKenna Capital, working on natural resources and private equity. I'm currently a partner and managing director, and I co-head the private equity and venture capital portfolio.
And it must be said that in private capital, there's not an overabundance of women in leadership roles. Are you a member of any of the sort of women in private equity, women in private capital associations?
I am a part of 100 Women in Finance, which is a global network of women across finance. And it's been a wonderful network, both from an education perspective, but particularly from a networking perspective. I think that's one of the areas that we are looking to grow as women try to build their networks and help each other grow within this space. Also have participated in a lot of women conferences, particularly KO, which has a private equity only conference, which Lindsay Burton runs and is a wonderful way to network and grow your knowledge base within the private alts.
What advice would you give to a young woman who's thinking of building a career in private capital and private investing generally?
I think women generally look more to themselves in terms of what can I do? How can I change myself? But I think the key is surrounding yourself with the right people. And I see this both in your work and professional world, but also in your personal world. So in my professional development, I've spent a lot of time thinking about who am I working for and what type of culture am I working at? And so have been really lucky to work for a number of people that I respect, but also have been very supportive of me and providing me growth paths, but also providing me the right type of feedback that I needed to grow within that part of my phase of my career. And I've turned down jobs where I felt like there wasn't that fit from either the person or the culture of the firm where I would be surrounded with the right people to help me grow. And I've also seen that on the personal side in terms of, I think that one of the big things that women don't think about is how do you choose a partner in your personal life? And that is very supportive of your career. As we think about our careers, they're not linear these days and it might require a move, different hours, a lot of travel, and having a supportive partner who will take that move with you, will do kind of the late nights with the kids when you're traveling is very impactful to your ability to grow as a professional.
Like what you hear on the PrivCap podcast? Visit PrivCap.com for more thought leadership interviews, articles, reports, webinars, and more.